Hello. Hi, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. Welcome to the show, my dear. Don't mind me. I feel so tired, but we move. We do what we need to do. And I have been saying this, like, that I'm tired, and I'm not doing anything about it. And I need to make the time to rest, and I will do that. What have I been doing this week? Our car had a problem, so we had to change the windshield because my man was driving, and a stone dropped on the windshield, so we had to change that. So, and I've been listening to some Awoka this week, like, literally. The answer is no. Yeah, it's such a good album. I love that album. Okay, we're going to talk about fashion. I remember my mother reminding me of this, but I knew anyway that when I was a lot younger, you will never, ever go shopping for me. When I mean shopping, buying me clothes without me being there, deciding what I want. I knew what I wanted. I knew the clothes I wanted to wear. I knew how I wanted to wear them. The styles I like. I was a high maintenance child because my mother would always say, oh, this one is different. So I always loved fashion. I always did. When I was at University of Maiduguri, even prior to that, when I wasn't able to like buy things that I liked, thrifting was my bag. If you know Kano State, so I grew up in Kano and I went to secondary school in Enugu. So there's this place in Kano called Kofawambe. You go there to buy okrika. That's what we call it, thrifting. You buy all the good things. And I will go and select the best. Even when I now got to Abuja as well, when I was living with my sister in Abuja, I used to go to Wuse Market. Not Wuse Market. New Market is called. Sorry. New Market. And there's this particular guys who sold secondhand clothes and they selected the best. So you go in there and you pick the things that you want. My dear, whenever I turn up at University of Maiduguri with my clothes and how I dress, people would think I have plenty of money, but I just knew what to buy. I knew how to combine them. I knew what I loved. And I have always loved fashion. Sometimes I say to myself, maybe fashion is my love language. I swear, I just love the things that I love. And I'm not going to apologize to it. Of course, I got to a stage where when I tried to pretend that I'm not a homosexual, I was wearing certain kinds of style to hide myself. And that was a period in my life that I hated so much because I was doing these things that I didn't like. I just did not do the things that I did, that I've always done, because I started to internalize some of the nonsense that some of the older people in my life were saying, and I picked those things up. But now, absolutely not. I am going to dress how I feel, wear what I want, because that is my language, and it is who I am. Fashion is an outlet for a lot of people. I don't mean people who just like to buy clothes and buy expensive clothes, who don't express themselves. Those are not the people that I'm talking about. I mean people who literally, whether they have money or not, they can go to charity shops, go to secondhand shops and put things together. They can literally take clothes from their friends do no longer want to wear and make it look fab. That is what I'm talking about. I remember this particular good-for-nothing guy who came on my TikTok live one time and said to me, oh, you're wearing Bershka, you're wearing H&M, yada, 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 you buy secondhand clothes. My dear, I shop anywhere. I shop anywhere and everywhere. It doesn't have to matter, okay? I just buy what I like, what I think will work for me. That's how I roll. The thing is, for me as someone that is gay, fashion and creativity became more than self-expression for me. They became tools for survival, visibility, and healing because it brings me joy. It brings me comfort. It brings me happiness. It makes me feel freaking good. I was saying this to my man one time. I said to him, do you think it's weird that whenever I wear clothes, I just feel so good? Whenever I dress up and wear clothes that I like, I style myself, I feel so happy. Like I'll be feeling myself. I love it. I have always loved it. As a student, despite the fact that the money that I was given at the time was not enough, I always budgeted for the clothes I wanted. I will say, oh, this is the amount I'm going to use for clothes. And this is the amount for food. I always did that. And I continue to do that up until today, no matter what, even if it is not something that is the best when it comes to price, I will go to a secondhand shop and get it. Why not? All you have to do is wash it and dry clean it and make it look good and make it work for you. Sometimes it can be something that is not your size and you take it to a tailor to make them fit perfectly. Fashion has given me language when I'm not able to express myself. When I was unable to say anything, I just expressed myself through the things that I like, and it made me feel good. And I feel like a lot of us queer people, especially queer people of African descent, queer people from Africa, we need to learn how to express ourselves. Because when you express yourself and you are creative, it doesn't have to be only fashion. It will allow you to be courageous and be yourself. Have you ever heard that? When you dress well, you feel amazing, you feel wonderful, you feel like you can conquer the world. That is why some women who love, say, for instance, makeup, and gay men as well, who love things like that, when they wear that and they look good, it gives them confidence and happiness and courage. And you just move through the world like you own it. And this is what fashion does for people. Every day. The thing is, someone who is from a marginalized group, because we are as queer people, before I had the words to say I was gay, I had the clothes that made me feel free and wonderful. Some of it I bought from secondhand shops in Nigeria, in Kofawanbe, in Kano, in New Market, in Abuja, and Sabongeri Market in Kano. Some of them were at Obuete Men Market when I was in secondary school in Enugu. Those were the things that made me feel free, that I was able to express myself. I have shared this story. I don't know if I shared it on this podcast, but I have this family friend. He's still a family friend up until today. He went to Italy when I was a lot younger and bought Italian shoes, sandals, and things like this. And at the time, an Italian sandal, £250. And this was when I was in secondary school. At the time, Nigerian Naira had some value. For you to buy a shoe or whatever that is about £250, that means you are bougie. Well, did I say £250? No, 250 Naira. My apologies. That means you are bougie and you are the vibes. And he gave me one of these sandals, brown. Oh my God. I turned up at school. I was in junior secondary school. It was my second year. So I was a JS2 student at the time. Everyone was looking at my sandals. Charles, where did you get it from? Charlie, where did you buy it from? They were just asking me. Everyone was enamored. They just were in love with it because they knew the quality and how much it was sold for. And it was just a sandal that I used until I got to SS2 and my feet became bigger. So I had to get something else. So I was expressing myself. I remember we call it mufti. Muftis in my school. I don't know if this is the right word. So we had our uniforms that we wear in school. Then you have your day uniforms as well. My day uniform at the time was yellow and brown for the school. And we had our muftis. So sometimes we will sneak out of school and get into town and you wear your mufti. I will dress up. I will do the things. I had this nice haircut. I was expressing myself because that was my word. That was the things that made me feel free and amazing. I found refuge in my clothes, in the colors that it brought to me, the texture. Because the thing is, growing up as an Igbo gay man, gay child, I will say, expectations around masculinity and presentation was for you to look a certain way, for you to act a certain way, dress a certain way, speak a certain way, and be all macho. And sometimes this is not what we all aspire to. Of course, I wasn't extremely like flamboyant, but I just wanted to express myself in the best way possible that makes me feel amazing. And in most cases, that was not something that I was allowed to do. Even at school, sometimes when you do certain things, you will see some boys say, oh, why are you doing that? Don't dress like that. Don't do that. And it's literally not their place for them to tell you how you should act, how you should behave, the things you should wear and things like this. And this is something that continues to happen to a lot of queer younger people. And adults as well. And this is why representation and visibility matters a lot. The first time I wore something that really, really made me feel like a million bucks, I still have the picture of that. I was really, really young. I was in primary school and I will never forget that. Maybe I was like 7 or 8, but I still remember vividly what it was. And I have said this so many times. So there's this man that was my mother's customer, and he's like a family friend, and his girlfriend liked me, and he traveled to, I don't know where he traveled to, but he went outside of Nigeria a lot, and he got these jeans. It was a denim pant, little denim pant. It was from Jodash, and gave me these denim pants. And then my mom took me to the market with my sisters. We went shopping and I got this shirt. And then my older sister took me to the market to buy this shoe. I wanted this boot. It was like a cowboy boot and had a chain and the metal gun and this clear pouch next to it. And then you put this metal gun in it. And this brown boot was so good. And then there was this other loafers, red with tassels, that I had as well. I took pictures with the one with the tassel and the denim pant, and I folded it. I have this picture. I have this picture with three of my sisters that I took. And that was the first time I felt so good. I tucked in. I looked really, really cute. And I always look at that young child. I look at him. And I said to myself, what happened to you that you got to 18, you become a teenager and you just went back into yourself because society told you that you shouldn't express yourself. You should not be yourself. And that child, I am speaking for that child today, and I am speaking for every other child that was not able to speak for themselves, that is not able to speak for themselves today, that wanted to express themselves and that are not able to. Of course, my sisters were always okay with what I did and how I dressed and the things I did. But certain people did not allow me to shine. They didn't really speak it all the time, but their behaviors and their actions made me went back into my shelf. I went back into my shelf a lot. In as much as I was a very, very happy child and was loud, was friendly, was doing the things, and I had my ways with my mother most of the times because she gave me whatever I wanted within reason. But yes, I always remember that. I also remember, and I don't want to be talking about this, my brother, but that was one of the only things he did that was nice that I remember. When he was a student in America, he got me this yellow tracksuit that was from the school. But it was for kids. It was yellow and had University of Arkansas Pine Bluff on it. It was yellow. I will never forget. And I had this brown shoe. I didn't have trainers to wear it, but I wore it. And I always remember this because it made me feel so amazing. It was so good. There's so many of them. When I was in junior secondary school, I was in my third year as well. I had these brown loafers that was tassels as well. And I had a jeans. They called this denim pant used. That was the brand. And it had like, it was ripped everywhere. And I wore that with this ripped jeans and this blue top. And I had a fight with a friend I had at the time that wanted to wear them. I gave it to him and he didn't want to give it back to me. Those are the things that made me feel so good. So me loving fashion was not something that started today. I know I went off on a tangent here, but I was just reminiscing and remember the things that made me feel good. And I want you, if you are listening to this episode today, to always remember that you are wonderful. Express yourself in the best way possible, be it through fashion, through your art, through creativity, whatever it is that you love, express yourself so that you don't have any regrets tomorrow. The thing is for where people of African descent, for where Africans, creativity in some cases is a form of protest. It is how we stay visible without saying a word. And this is why I encourage all of us queer people, post something on social media, no matter how little. Post it. Pictures, express yourself, just post it. No matter how little, you don't have to tell anybody that you are queer. Just be creative, because it is a form of protest for us. It is how we stay visible without actually saying anything. People will see you, they will suspect, but they don't know it. But you dressing how you feel, showing the things that you do, be it through art, fashion, music, whatever your creative outlet is, do it. Because you are representing and being visible in your own kind of way. It is your word. It is you saying, look at me, I am here. I know who I am. I am okay with who I am without saying anything, but that is major. That is a massive word, and do it. Even if you are not able to do it on social media, you can just dress when you go to some of these churches who don't really like you, but you want to go there anyway. Express yourself, my darlings. The thing is, there is the politics of style in a homophobic culture like Africa. There's politics, like I say sometimes. People say this all the time as well. Everything is political. It just depends how you look at it and how you approach it. The thing is that fashion has really, really become a coded resistance in societies where people are repressed. I see this on social media, and I see this with a lot of queer people in Nigeria that I have come to know. Even most cases, they haven't really said that they are gay, but you can tell from their expression. A lot of these people who are homophobic don't really see this, but me, that is a queer person, always see this. You see people from Ghana, from other African countries, who express themselves in these societies where they are told that they should be repressed. And they are saying to you, I'm not going to be repressed. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to do it in the best way possible. And you're not going to do anything about it because I never told you that I'm gay. I never told you that I'm queer. So fashion is a way for us to use in a coded way to show resistance and be ourselves. If you know the African culture, Ghanaian culture, Nigerian culture, and all of these things, we love being flamboyant. We love it. They love it to the extreme. That is why when you go to certain events like this or weddings, people will dress to the T. They will be flashy. But my dear, once it is a queer person, a queer man or a queer woman, all of a sudden they will tell you that you are doing too much. All I'm telling you is that pay them dust. Do your thing. Dress and be flamboyant and be fabulous and be wonderful. Because when it is us, they don't want us to do what they already do. They want our confidence, our fashion, our culture as queer people, but they don't want our truth. Fashion and everything that you wear comes from us, but you don't want our truth. The thing is that style is how queer people say, I'm here, in a world that keeps saying to us, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be yourself. You are not deserving of anything. Because the thing is, when you have a creative outlet, like when fashion is your style is your thing, you're there being yourself, being wonderful. Because a lot of the time, we are told that you shouldn't do what you're supposed to do. How else do you want us to say that we are here? We are always going to style ourselves in the best way possible. And let me tell you, queer people are the best in doing this. Creativity is really, really amazing. It is important, actually. And it comes in different shapes and form. That can come in numerous ways. And for us queer people, creativity is a form of healing. Arts, writing, fashion, content creation. It is therapeutic. We use it as our outlet. It can be a form of saying to yourself, let me just do this. Let me draw something. Let me style myself. Because let me tell you, this can be a form of therapy for some people where they just get things out. Let's, for instance, you are stressed and you are someone that loves to draw. You get something and you doodle on that. You draw something, you make yourself feel good. And I'm not going to lie, fashion is something that I love. It makes me feel good. Do you know, sometimes I do this a lot, actually. I've gone window shopping when I have no money to buy anything. I do this a lot in Manchester. I will go into Selfridges. I will go into Harvey Nichols. I will go into Paul Smith. I will go into Reed's. I will go on King Street and go to Clark's Originals. I will go to Tommy Hilfiger. I will go into all these designer shops on King Street. I just do it. There's some shops in Northern Quarter. I will just make out. Sometimes I do this on a Sunday. And just go and look at things, try perfumes. And I just love the things I see there. And then whenever I'm ready, I will buy something. If I don't buy, I don't buy. Because I love that. I love seeing new styles. Sometimes I just go on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram and watch things that that has to do with fashion. I read fashion blogs. I watch fashion contents, fashion YouTubers, fashion creators. I follow them because that is what makes me feel good. The thing is that people should understand that we as queer people building our personal style will really help you reclaim your whole being, your body, and your story. Style yourself how you feel. What makes you feel amazing? Gravitate towards style and fashion that you like on other people. If you like it on other people, it's probably maybe that's something you like. And then you tailor it and make it your own in the way in which it works for you. Whenever you wear something, if that thing feels good on you and you feel wonderful and you feel great, that is probably your personal style. Because all of us are not going to dress the same way and style ourselves the same way. Creativity is how many of us queer Africans survive emotionally when therapy is not accessible, because therapy is expensive. Sometimes some people go to churches to pray and feel good, but why do you want to go to a church or churches where they don't want you to be there? Nobody wants to go to a place where nobody wants them. I will not advise that. I will not advise you to do that. So, yeah, creativity can be that for you. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I'm going to say this, and I will try as much as possible not to be emotional about it. We are talking about the pain we went through as queer people, and he was telling me how difficult it was for him to make peace with his sexuality because he struggled a lot with it, like I did, like majority of queer people, especially queer people of African descent and queer people from Africa and things like this. And we're having these conversations and it was really, really emotional. And during that, I just realized that sometimes we as queer people create beauty out of pain. In most cases, that has become one of the most powerful acts of resilience from queer people, because they always say what won't kill you will make you stronger. And we have used our pain as a tool for us to become powerful. Because if you allow things like this to bring you down, you're never going to go anywhere. I get people speak to me crazy every fucking day. And they did not forget. Maybe they know, but they don't see queer people and gay people as humans. But at the end of the day, we are all humans. We have emotions. We have feelings. Things get to us. But some of these people, when they speak to you as a queer person, they forget that you go through things as well, that you have emotions, that you are a human being. You have blood running through your vein. They expect you not to feel any form of pain, not to feel anything. They expect you to just be there and take their insults and take their disregard for you lightly. But the thing is, as queer people, we have become so creative and powerful in adversity that we just go through that, and it has made us really, really strong, and we have become really, really resilient. And in most cases, that can take a lot out of you. And I am here looking back on that conversation that I had with a friend, and I understood how long I have come. The reason why most of the insults I get, I don't care, because it doesn't have anything to do with us. This is why we rise all the time, because a lot of us queer people understand that you being wayward, insulting us, doesn't have anything to do with us. It has every fucking thing to do with you. I did not create myself gay. I did not wake up one day and decided to be a homosexual. I was born gay and I am going to be gay until the rest of my days. So I am powerful. We are powerful. We are strong. We are dedicated. We are doing the things. We are unbothered. As I always say to them, I am moisturized, hydrated, and unbothered. Juicy as well. Because I am a gay Igbo man that is juicy, hydrated, moisturized, and unbothered. And that should be the same for you. Use whatever they are telling you to your advantage. Because at the end of the day, you are created to be powerful, amazing, and doing the things. My dear, fashion is visibility and legacy. Let me tell you, the clothes you have worn, the style you have served, the content you have given to us, and your self-presentation inspire other queer people, inspire other queer Africans. I do my things. I am here. I am doing this podcast. I have a newsletter. I have a website. I am on TikTok. I am on Instagram. I am on Facebook. I am on Pinterest. I am on Snapchat. I am doing everything. I am being visible and styling myself. And I know that me being here is doing something for somebody and for myself as well. The fact that I show up every day is a blessing. And you should show up for yourself every day. This is why I say that all of us queer people should do something, no matter how little it is. Even if you don't post on social media, just style yourself, look good, look amazing. Buy that lip gloss, lip balm, that fragrance, no matter how cheap, even if it's for 5 naira, even if you bought it from a local market somewhere in Ghana, just style yourself and look amazing. It means a lot to see a gay Igbo man like me living, thriving, stylish, and doing the things. Because what it does is that it inspires a lot of us to be ourselves. Okay? We are not going to be hiding. Every outfit I wear is a statement. Every post is a record that we exist, that we are here. So do that. Do that. Because everything we are doing today as queer people is going to be here for the queer people that will come when we are no longer here. Because what we are creating is we are creating history in real time. We are doing the things. So my dear, go out and do it. I am going to leave this message to a lot of us queer people and a lot of us queer creatives. You don't need permission to shine. You do not need permission to shine. Don't wait for acceptance. Create your own space, your own runway. Do not wait for anybody to give you the opportunity to do whatever. Open a TikTok account. Open a YouTube channel. Open Instagram, a Facebook account. Do it. Don't wait for anybody to accept you. I know I have said this before. Acceptance is a lifetime thing. Continue to accept yourself. Do it yourself. Create your space. Okay? Creativity is not useless. It is our superpower. Do it. Do it. The thing I see every day is literally, these people are trying to erase us. Our art, our style, our fashion is making that impossible. Look around you everywhere in the world. Look around you. Look around you. Fashion, style, makeup, beauty, everything. Queer people, I want to make something clear. Our fashion, my fashion, is not just style. It is our survival. It is our memory. It is our protest. For every queer African listening to this, your creativity is valid. Your softness, your vibes, who you are is sacred. And your visibility is power. Continue to be visible. Continue to be yourself. Continue to do what needs to be done. I want to challenge all of you today. Wear your clothes. Write if you can. Design if you can. If you cannot do any of those, post something on social media this week. Post something this week that feels authentically you. If you don't want to be on social media, style something on you. Dress how you feel. Do something that brings you joy, that speaks to you, that says, this is me. I am unbothered. I am juicy. I am hydrated. I am moisturized. Do it because you are the vibes. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are doing the things. I have been Charles. Thank you so much for listening to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode.